Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Fat Leonard is a podcast series to listen to in 2021, says I. Today, a very special update on what's happening with the podcast. His graphic novel, The Art of Charlie Chan Hock Chai, about the history of Singapore, stirred controversy before its publication. He's gone on to win the Academy in the comic world, the Eisners, couple of them actually. His new podcast series, Fat Leonard, is a jaw-dropping journey through a still unraveling story of graft and the U.S. Navy, told through the voice of a corrupt military contractor and many others. Both my guests have come together. Sunny Liu is providing cover art for Project Brazen's podcast, Fat Leonard. Co-founder Tom Wright and Sunny Liu joining me live. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you, Tom. How are you, Sunny? So, Sunny, welcome back to the home of the Straits Times, SPH. Few people may know that you actually got to start with a gig in the new paper, right? A strip called Frankie and Pooh.
That's right. That was a long time ago. 91, I think. Yeah.
1991. You were 19 at the time?
Something like that, yeah.
All right. So what did you think when approached to do this collaboration for Fat Leonard?
It was really exciting for me because, I mean, I've been an admirer of Tom's work, the book A Billion Dollar Wheel for a long time. Mm. So, yeah, I was very excited to get involved in this project.
Tom, give us some backstory. How did this happen?
Oh, well, we're huge fans of Sonny's. I actually got to know Sonny when he gifted me an amazing picture of Jolo 3 years ago when Billion Dollar Whale first came out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he just threw this thing and mailed it to me with a copy of his book, of which I wasn't aware because I wasn't living in Singapore at the time.
Mm.
And I was like, first of all, who's this amazing guy sending me this world-class art? And then I found out about him and I got to love his work. So when Fat Leonard came out, we reached out to him to see if we could partner together to create art. Because one thing about podcasts is you don't see the characters. So if Sonny can create art of the main players in this incredible story, it's an amazing collaboration that can sort of bring a visual element to it.
So every single podcast episode is going to be accompanied by original art from Sonny. Is that how it works?
Not every single episode, but some of the key players. So, for example, we've already debuted his amazing cartoon of Leonard Francis himself, which came out last week with the first two episodes. We'll have some more coming along down the track.
Fantastic. Sunny, walk us through that first cover. Is Leonard Francis holding a toy ship or is that a paper ship?
Well, it's meant to be the flagship, the U.S. I can't remember the name of the ship. Things one would know better. But
the USS Blue Ridge.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And it's meant to look like it's like holding a toy ship, I guess. But yeah, it's based on the real ship, the design of it.
Take us behind. What do you do as an artist to build an image of Francis Leonard that I suppose would spark dialogue or reflection? Is that your goal?
No, I mean, it's a little bit tricky in the sense that there aren't that many pictures of him in the sense, like, despite his sort of his notoriety. And he's, despite being called Fat Francis, he has, like, lost and gained weight over time. So I wasn't quite sure how fat to make him in an image. So I kind of, like, talked to Tom and Bradley a bit to see whether what I drew was fair based on what they knew of him.
Did the image change over time, Tom? Mm. Did you have input?
Yes, well, I did have a little bit of input. I said to Sonny at first I thought he'd made him look too thin and too good looking. So we actually do have a few images of him. But what I love about this image is that how there's these ethereal hands poking out, and you know, obviously Sonny, when you have a great artist like Sonny, they have their distinctive style, and there's also a smile in his eyes there's a smile on his face that's not reflected in his eyes, which I think is also a great way of sort of capturing Leonard's charm. But you know, for people who listen to the podcast, what they'll discover about Leonard is his charm. And I was charmed by him over 20 hours of audio, is only superficial. There's a really dark core to this man that we're going to discover later on in the series.
Yeah, there's a slight menace definitely to that first picture. And yeah, there's something about the eyes and the eyebrows. In fact, I had to go back to images of, Leonard Francis himself. And actually, I thought, Sonny, you did a great job. He looks exactly, I mean, the eyebrows, you didn't add anything to it, I thought. I mean, what was your thinking there in terms of framing the eyes?
Well, partly just a challenge trying to get the likeness correct, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a little bit trickier in this case as well, because for really well-known people or people who are really in the public consciousness, you can, I think, push further and he'll still be recognizable. But for Leonard, I think because of people might not know him as well, he had to, I think, take a little closer to the actual way he actually looked. Right? So there was a bit of a challenge between trying to find and a stylized depiction of him, but also recognizable at the same time.
How do you work as an artist when it comes to collaborations? In your opinion, has it been smooth sailing, this one?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, we work somebody on some projects, you know, there's a lot of, like, corrections and changes based on what the our client wants, but in this case, it's more a collaboration. So I think so far, Tom and Brad have been really supportive of what I'm doing. They've been really encouraging, and so it's been a fun process for me.
Tell us about sending that image of Joe Lo to Tom Wright. I mean, were you hoping to be able to collaborate with Tom at some point later on down the road?
No, I mean, I actually had heard of Tom because of his work with the Wall Street Journal on you know, the Najib saga with my friends, right? Because I think he had a reputation of being a very dogged and a fearless reporter, you know, even amongst like journalists in general. So when the book came out, I read it, and it was like, I just enjoyed it so much. I wanted to sort of like express my admiration for his work. So that's essentially, I mean, just to tell him how much I enjoyed the book.
Absolutely fantastic. All right, Tom, where are we? Are we in episode 3 week? What's coming up this week?
Yes, episode 3 drops at lunchtime today in Singapore. It's a fantastic episode. We rewind back to 1991 and the Tailhook scandal, which was a sexual assault scandal on females in the Navy when they were first entering the Navy in a big numbers 30 years ago. We talked to a woman called Paula Coughlin, who was the whistleblower then, who had her career derailed because of speaking out. She's fantastic. She's funny. She helps us walk us through how is it possible that in 2021, you know, as late as now, there's still orgies, you know, sexual assault going on in the Navy. And how did someone like Leonard, who put on, you know, orgies for senior Navy officers, how could he thrive? What is it about the Navy's culture that allowed this guy to do so well over so many years?
All right. Well, thanks very much, Tom and Sunny, for joining us. Sunny, give us a sense of what else are you working on before we let you go?
Well, I mean, there's the book Red Lines with Chairman George that was released internationally last month, I think. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I'm still working on my capitalism book, which has been in the works for several years now.
I'm sorry, your what? Your own?
My book, my own graphic novel on capitalism that I've been talking about.
Oh, wonderful. When's the deadline for that? Do you know when?
No, I'm still trying to get through all the research right now.
Own book on capitalism. Well, we look forward to that. In the meantime, Tom and Sunny, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Michelle.
We look forward to the third episode of a terrific podcast. Really can't miss it. The one to listen to for 2021, without a doubt. Fat Leonard. Two artists, they're both geniuses, really, at compressing meaning. Joining me this morning in Influence. Thanks for being here.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.